Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and today we have a really special subject. Of course, every week is special, right? But today I have a special guest, and we are talking about one of the most important things on the planet, which is love. So we will get into that briefly, but we'll be talking about love, romance, and partnership with love architect Kaylin Rosenberg. And we will get into that shortly. But every week, my job here is to remind you that you are all naturally, innately intuitives and healers, and that the problem for most of us is that we just need to learn to tap those skills. So my work is practical, yes, mind, body, and spirit, because that's what we are. My work is practical, and it's geared towards helping you be your best self in whatever you're doing in your life, personal and business. So if you would like to call in today and ask a question of my guest, Kaylin Rosenberg, you are most welcome to do that. And the phone line is 202-570-7057. If you have an intuitive question for me or a comment on something else, please call in next few weeks. I'll be on the show by myself, or email me at my website, Robin Fritz, that's RobynFritz.com. And let me know what your question is. Sometimes people are shy and don't want to come on the radio, and that's fine too. So anyway, let's get started as we do each week with a quick meditation with a crystal phallon. Phallon is a citrine Lemurian quartz, which is a very rare kind of crystal, and he's a rare crystal being, an ancient healer and truth bringer. And you can really understand how your intuition and healing abilities work every hour here with us and on Monday mornings at Facebook Live at the Humanity Healing page, because Fallon's energy just goes out. So you can experience him based on whether your intuition runs towards seeing, hearing, feeling energy, or simply knowing that you're connected. So take this hour to be with us. Sit back, take a deep breath, breathe in all healthy, positive energy straight to your gut. And as you exhale, just settle in the chair. And if you take your attention to the top of your head, we're connecting mind, body, and spirit here. So just breathing down from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Just feel that energy line moving down, clearing out today's cares and worries and busyness, just so that you can give yourself the gift of this time with us in community. Breathing down from the top of your head, down your face, your shoulders, your chest, your hips, knees, and feet. Just feel that whoosh of energy. And now as you breathe up from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, you're welcome to welcome Fallon's energy in. You may experience that as a gold light or a man chatting with you. However it is, just imagine your soul and your heart filling up with loving energy, breathing up from your feet, past your knees, your hips, your chest, your shoulders, your face, and the top of your head. So there we are. Now as we get started on the show today, here's a question that I face almost 3-4 times a week in dedicated sessions with clients as an intuitive consultant, but also as a past life regression specialist in a process I call soul progression clearing. Our focus is on love. We don't love ourselves enough. We don't really understand what love means. But a lot of people will call me up and say, does he love me? Is he cheating on me? Or how can I make him love me? Or anything but focusing on ourselves first, like where we're content within ourselves, where we find love within ourselves, how love informs our life, and what love is in the first place. And I know from personal experience that most of us devalue ourselves. We don't have the self-worth and the self-love that we need to really be our best in the world. And what happens then is that we're not just cheating ourselves out of our best life. We're depriving the world of what we can contribute to that. And that gives me a great intro to my special guest today, love architect Kaylin Rosenberg. So we're talking about finding love, romance, and partnership in life. Kaylin is the founder of, or the creator of, the Real Reveal Love Readiness Assessment, which is kind of hard for me to say, but it sounds really fascinating, and I want to hear what she has to say about it. And if you're not experiencing the love and the partner you have in your life, that you want in your life, let's see what Kaylin has to say. So, Kaylin, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you. Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the Practical Intuitive. So here's the thing, Kaylin, you're the expert on love.
Well, I'm working on it, right?
Right. See, that's a perfect answer. We're working on it. It is a work in progress, right?
Yeah.
Like our lives in general. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in this as a life work.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it really started when I was about 3 years old.
And, okay.
Truly. I was this little old soul sort of floating around looking up at adults and really paying attention to and experiencing and feeling the energy of what they were experiencing around me while they were using and utilizing the words love or I love you. And I mm-hmm. saw it and experienced it from a young age with both peace and comfort and something that felt safe and wonderful. And then also the words I love you connected to a lot of pain and darkness and things that really didn't connect for me intuitively as a little kid. So really made it my practice since I was just tiny to really be a student and to just study and experience and take in everything I could that was happening around me to understand love so that I could not only really experience it for myself, but really more importantly, to really teach others and help others to have that love that is just beautiful, whole, and amazing around them in their lives.
That's awesome.
So it's been a crazy, beautiful road, and I've been very blessed in many ways. I've blessed others in many ways through what I've been sort of taught, and it's just deeply my passion to see this world in a more peaceful place.
Boy, I'm with you there, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're thinking about that, it's very poignant talking about being this little girl looking up at the world. My family was very close. My brother died when I was 9. And that loss just totally took out my family, you know, in very blunt terms.
Yeah.
And it's been a foundational principle in my life, I guess, is like, what does love really mean? And what do you have to do to be loved? You know, are you good enough for love? And again, as I said before, in starting the show, a lot of my clients are like, I need him to love me. Or does he love me? Is he going to call me? Is he cheating on me? And oh my God, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's truly heartbreaking because there's so many people out there who are lonely, and we just finished the holiday season. So many people suffer such severe depression from loneliness during the holidays in particular. So how do you address that?
Well, I think the thing that is most important for us to understand is that we actually already do really, really love ourselves. we are just, it is so easy for us to become disconnected from that feeling and that safety and that energy of love because of all the crap swirling around us in the world and all of the messages that were really untrue that were poured into our heads and our minds from society.
True.
Yeah, our parents sometimes, or, you know, those darn kids when we were growing up and in school that maybe weren't feeling so much connection with love themselves, the bullies, whatever. So we really have and are these beings of truly of beautiful, amazing love and light. And the only way that we can feel pain and the opposite of love and connection is only because we already are love and we love ourselves. If we didn't love ourselves already, if we didn't have a genuine care for ourselves, we couldn't get depressed. We couldn't feel pain. We would just be completely disconnected and numb, like fully numb. We can't get
that's
angry.
An interesting, yeah, that's an interesting way of
right?
looking at it. I like that.
Yeah, so it's really, it's the intense love we have for ourselves that make us want to be able to fully experience what we already are and what is already meant for us.
That totally makes sense. I love that approach. It's and how do you talk to people who feel like they're not good enough for love?
Yeah, yeah. So the first thing I ask is, do you really believe that's true? Do you really, really, really believe that's true? And once they're able to get away from their ego for a moment and away from their wound for a moment and get to their truth, that deep, beautiful inner truth, many times they'll go from being really angry at oneself and depressed to almost, you know, to smiling and almost laughing and saying, no, I know that's not true. I know I'm actually really smart. I'm really amazing. I'm really intelligent and you know, creative and beautiful. And, you know, so it's letting you sit with yourself for a long enough moment in time where you can get to the truth of how love sees you and what you are created as and to be. The other piece is to then also, you know, I'll ask my clients, I'll say, where did that first answer that you gave me come from? The one that's not true. The one that has you in self-doubt. The one that has you tripping over yourself and blocking love in your life, putting it out and taking it back in. And, you know, either instantly or just within moments, they'll be able to go to a memory or words or a sentence or an experience in their lives with someone quite profound that gave them a message that their psyche took in, their spirit took in as a truth that was never meant to be theirs. It was actually something that was given to them by someone else who was in pain, obviously, as we know, but was trying to feel love also, and they were projecting that to get rid of it onto someone else. And so they took
that
it on.
That makes sense. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, and we do that all over the place. It's why mm-hmm. there's all this disconnect in the world and this pain in the world and war. And we're just kind of all really stirred at trying to experience peace, connection, safety, and love. We all want the exact same thing. And yet we're sort of forcing these energies that feel unpeaceful to us onto one another. Our bodies and our energy are reacting to it, and then it creates that discord on different levels. And yet it's actually something that can so easily be turned around, which is what I'm working on.
Yeah, you know, you're kind of actually describing in a roundabout way the fight or flight complex.
Sure.
If you're not going to face a situation, you're going to run from it somehow, that it's threatening you somehow, so turn around and run. You know, I truly think that what you're saying is really important. I'm of a generation where I was told, really, until the day my parents died, that I wasn't good enough because I was female by both my parents.
Wow.
And that they didn't mean that in terms of loving me personally. They loved me personally. But when I work with clients and that refrain runs in my head and I see it running in the younger generation now, and it's like, no, that's not right. And it's like they believe that based on what religion told them, that women weren't good enough or clever enough or worthy enough. And it's a cultural refrain that allows us to continue to put women down, and not just in business, but in personal life, and we see it in cultures around the world. So how do we get that conditioning out of people's heads?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, again, as you were saying in the beginning when you were starting the show, going to truth and that we have this lovely being that's bringing, you know, gold light and truth through us, it's getting to truth. It's getting to the truth, right, of that inner voice once again, right? And the truth is that we are all incredibly valuable. We are all incredibly wise and bright, intuitive beings. It's the reason that we are able to come from nothing and create everything. You know, we look back at what's been created in society over the, you know, going from technology all the way back to the telephone, going back to the first, you know, the wheel of the airplane. Anything and everything comes from the brilliance of our minds, the cells of our body, the thoughts within us. We are the most stunning, intelligent, creative beings, men and women alike. I think it's, you know, where we also often get into trouble is this whole comparison thing. And you know, society puts us in that position. We can't help but compare. And, yes, there are differences between men and women, and we can find differences all over the place,
right,
whether we try to or not. But what we really need to start looking at truly is how similar we all are, how much we, once again, all really need and deserve the same thing. And if we can get our heart and our being and our bodies and ourselves in that direction of thinking, we will energetically start putting out a different energy that people will pick up on, and we'll start to feel peace and we'll start to do some healing.
Well, I think that's really true. And what we have throughout human history is this constant combat back and forth, the struggle over resources, the struggle to survive, moving into the struggle for self-esteem, which is also survival. Right? And yep. Then religious and cultural institutions, which really were largely created by men, and everyone having a limited capability, so to speak, just yep. focused in on what they want to think and feel and not looking yep. beyond that.
Right, and what we buy into. Yep.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, unfortunately not given the choice. So, yeah, I mean, yes, this conversation could go in lots of directions, but yeah
it could. But I think it's really important to, you know, to look at, you know, where our culture is coming from and how that's informing us. We're running into a break. Hang on, we'll be back after the break with love architect Kaylin Rosenberg. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, 202-570-7057.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and my special guest today is Kaylin Rosenberg, and we're talking about love, romance, and partnership, and really everything there is to know about love. Right, we're going to cover all that in 1 hour, Kaylin.
Okay, let's do it.
So here's a question. You know, every week on my Facebook Live, every week in my work with clients, here's a simple truth of the matter. We're all souls. Our souls are eternal. I know this as a medium talking to the dead, both human and animal. I see ancestors going back hundreds of years and working with healing clients. But it seems like our big issue is we're souls. We take human bodies in this experience to grow our souls. And that's like the biggest challenge there is, taking a human body, because we are so into second guessing ourselves. And there are no other beings I've met anywhere in the universe, and believe me, I've been there, that are as full of self-doubt as humans. And it's like, we just can't get past ourselves. And I think love is where we're at when we're talking about that. We can't love other people if we don't love ourselves first. And I love what you said about, well, we really do love ourselves, but how do we believe that we love ourselves? And, you know, that's my challenge when somebody calls me, especially when they're telling me they're in love with a married man. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is wrong? You know, I was like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, there's so much density that comes with us as we're traveling with these bodies and the brains and all our logic but we're just really here to experience. And it's one of the ways that we love as well. It's just, you know, do we do it in a healthy or not so healthy way? Are we kind of tripping ourselves and taking the longer route instead of the easier, shorter route? And but even when we are, I'm just sort of even learning as I get older that in my own kind of process on my road and as well as through my clients is that it's so easy to go into judgment and you know, do I believe that there's right and wrong and good and bad? Absolutely, 100%. There's dark and there's light. But there is a teacher in all of it that oftentimes our soul is not only craving but needs to just get to that next space of growth toward light. And so when you have someone that's falling in love with someone who's married, is that in society's terms or even spiritually, you know, in commitment, the right thing or the best thing? No, it's not. But we need to sit with ourselves for a moment and ask ourselves why we're in this position, why we are allowing ourselves to be in this position, what teacher is coming from it, what are we needing to learn and gain about ourselves and our self-value, as well as are we a bit of a teacher for that person that's struggling and going outside of their marriage. It's when we allow ourselves to stay in something for too long, sometimes too long is a few minutes.
Right.
But to stay in something that is actually then doing the complete opposite of what we're in that for the moment for, and it's actually wounding our soul. It's creating a more of a, you know, a soul wound. So it's really being mindful, and one of the main things that I really teach my clients is just, again, that voice that we hear all the time inside. And sometimes it feels a little nuts. Sometimes we might hear, you know, numerous voices, right? One that's, as they joke, the devil and the angel, or the one that tells you when you're dieting you don't need to, you know, you can eat as much sugar and junk as you want or drink as much alcohol as you want. It's fun, right? You've got that voice.
Right.
And then you have another voice that says to you, no, let's do this in moderation, or let's not do this at all. We really do. There's the voice of our consciousness, there's a voice of love and a higher spirit and a higher being, and then there's the voice of the ego and the voice of the density. And if we sit for a moment and just quiet, we will know. We're so smart. We will know the difference between the two. And in that moment, whichever we choose to follow for that moment is a bit of what our soul is needing in that moment, kind of craving for a little bit more, like a little vitamin dose of some awareness for some more growth, either for ourselves or someone that we're about to meet. So it's heavy stuff. I mean, really,
it
everything
is.
That we're experiencing, we're getting our PhD and some every day while we're on this planet. And it's how much of it do we take in and how do we utilize it? But when, you know, it comes to, do you really love yourself? Once again, of course you do, or you wouldn't even care to love yourself. You wouldn't care to know better, to learn better, to not feel that pain or to not feel all those things. You know intuitively that you are a valuable, beautiful, amazing, special being. We all do truly know that deep inside when we separate ourselves from the muck for just even a moment.
Right. So how do they do that? How do they separate themselves from the muck? What do you teach them?
Yep. Once again, it's getting to that space where you can just be gentle and quiet and ask yourself some questions and get to some truth and say, okay, I'm feeling really angry right now. What is that about? I'm feeling it's being super, super lovingly curious with yourself. I'm feeling really angry. I'm feeling really anxious. I'm feeling stupid. I'm feeling unloved. I'm feeling, whatever it is you're feeling that doesn't feel so content inside. Ask yourself the question, as you know, honor what you're feeling, and then ask yourself, why am I feeling like this way? And, you know, your ego might immediately respond and say, well, because that person was just a jerk, or they really hurt you, or he just lied to you, or this person betrayed you, or this. And there's truth to that, but then you ask it again, yourself again. Okay, yep, what they did, or what just happened, or what's going on is triggering something, and I'm feeling really shitty about myself or about this set of circumstances. But now what else am I feeling? And where else is that coming from? And you literally take yourself almost down a little rabbit hole that you
right.
see is safe. You almost line that rabbit hole. It's almost like, I can't think of that. Oh, Alice in Wonderland. But it's
right.
not creepier. It's not like an LSD trip.
Yeah.
but you literally line that hole that you're going down searching for truth and awareness about yourself and your value. You're going down that, really almost lining it with light, with really healing light, so you know that it's safe. You're not going to fall too fast. It's not going to bump and bruise you. You're going to just get to a truth where all of a sudden you just go, oh, aha, oh, my gosh, I get it. You know,
right.
It was when my dad did this. It was when my mother did this. It was when I allowed this into my truth, and I know it's not true. It's when I bought into the fact that this wounded person that I fell deeply in love with and their wounds really hurt me, and I stayed, I accepted their wounds as my truth. And then you go, oh, okay, I can let that go. I can let that go. I don't have to hold that anymore. I don't have to carry
well,
that anymore. I can have some.
We're hoping they do, right? I know a lot of people just from conversations, I think they're afraid to trust themselves.
Well, yes. I mean, you have to. So when you ask, what do I do or how do I help my clients do this or what should people do? When I'm doing this, it's in a safe environment. It's, it's with me in the beginning and I'm walking them and guiding them through it. And there's
right.
a lot of prayer around them. There's a lot of love around them until they're really able to do this on their own. But it is something that's really beautiful and important to teach. So I'm glad that you brought that up because it's really about also first and foremost making sure that you are in an environment and around, if that includes human beings, that are safe, right? They are safe and they are gentle and they are kind, and that's where you need to bring yourself to, because there's a lot of heavy stuff that can come out, but it's good, it's necessary.
There is. So do you work with people who are in troubled relationships?
Oh, gosh,
troubled
yeah.
marriages?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
so
and
how do they stay safe while they're exploring these? I mean, you must have multiple sessions with a client or like a package or something. So you're taking them one at a time, or do you do group work as well?
I only do group work with them. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, the beings that are fighting are their wounds. It's
mm-hmm.
their wounds that are fighting, not them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something, for the most part, honest and sincere that fell in love with one another, but then their wounds got in the way, and their upbringings, their value systems, their all these different things that when they fell in love and the chemicals were happening, the endorphins and all that hormonal
right.
stuff, everything scientifically was going on and what they couldn't control. And,
the biological imperative, right?
right. but it's really what I usually do with my married couples is that I say, listen, I really want to introduce you to who you're really married to. I want you to understand why the two of you keep hitting a wall. And, you know, I've had married couples come in that had already filed for divorce, and it was a last-ditch effort just for their kids, really thinking nothing would come of it, and really even saying they were no longer in love, or even the extreme of they kind of still sadly hated one another. And I would kind of force them, well, obviously not truly force them, but they were willing to do about anything, but to lie on the floor side by side holding hands in the dark with me praying and meditating over them and taking them through, you know, each through a guided imagery as they held hands, introducing them as little kids on a playground, you know, in the middle of this peaceful kind of woods. And next thing you know, tears are pouring down both of their faces, and they almost can't wait to reconnect and to just sort of start over. And now they've been introduced to the truth of who they fell in love with, and now they no longer feel so offended and so angry. They get it. And now, instead of being on opposing teams, they want to be on the same team truly. They want to be on their partner's team on each side, and they want to love one another and heal one another. And that's some intense, beautiful stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. You are much needed in the world, my friend.
I'm grateful to be able to help people when I can.
Well, and so, okay, so you've got these people that are having a moment of enlightenment, so to speak.
Yeah.
So then what comes next? They've got to dig through the everyday realities. They've got to dig out from under the resentments and all of the blocks they put up from that. That doesn't happen overnight.
Well, it does happen pretty quickly, actually, because now all of a sudden they're seeing each other as a very different person. And so the very things, the issues, the pain, the struggles, the disconnect that they walked into my office with, they're now looking at each other with an enlightenment, a different set of eyes and ears,
right,
having compassion and understanding for one another rather than constantly fighting and bickering and, you know, each one having to be right.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it is.
Does it become conscious?
I give them homework.
Yeah, well, that's good. So they become conscious enough to look at their problems and issues in a different way.
In a loving way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, genuinely. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't anything I was taught. It was just something that intuitively came to me, and I just sort of always used my clients as guinea pigs. And
yeah, there you go.
And thank goodness it worked, you know, and continues to work, and I just honor it, and I'm grateful for it, and yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all grateful for you.
Oh, well, thank you.
So let's move on here and look at a couple of other things. I was noticing as I was, you know, sitting here thinking about chatting with you today and thinking about my clients with issues and, you know, really we want everybody to be happy, right? We want the world to run perfectly and so on. But here's a question that you offered for conversation about matchmaking, being too stuck in the superficial so we keep our world stuck and our divorce rate high. Interesting comment. So where are you going with that?
I know. Well, you know, I have been part of the dating and matchmaking industry for about 26 years and never saw myself in the industry, but it's sort of where
it happened.
It catapulted me there for a reason, and now I'm finally figuring out why. You know, the dating industry, both on and offline, is a very lucrative industry. It's a multi-billion dollar a year industry.
Yes.
It's growing leaps and bounds every year. And unfortunately, what I've found is that too many in the industry have become so enamored by the kind of get rich quick and the vulnerability that comes with these human beings and souls. They're not, you know, they're not items on a shelf. These are real humans and lives and
they are.
And pasts. And that really just want to trust in someone that are really having a hard time figuring it out on their own. And so they go to really what should be trusted businesses. And they're just most often just sold something that's not so appropriate for their soul and their walk and their true success. And I think it's unfortunately a lot of it is just really too misleading and just not honoring not only the individuals as clients and members, but it's also not honoring their soul's journey and our planet because, you know, the energy of love is heavy duty and how we all feel about ourselves and how we experience love is projected onto everyone around us, strangers, you know, and
it is. So, it's true.
Yeah, so yeah,
it's so all energy.
So I've been working my tail off and kind of bringing a group of really amazing beings in academia and spirituality and psychology and relationships and beauty and, you know, the, from the deep to the superficial in a sense in society, but to a place where I can start to put the industry on its toes. I'm here to clean up the whole dating industry on and offline and really give singles and human beings what they deserve, whether they're investing, you know, a dollar or they're investing hundreds of thousands of dollars or $45 online. It's just, if you and we work hard for our money, right? And
right.
But also to, for our trust in our souls and our faith and things. And I'm just tired of the industry. Enough is enough.
You've taken on a big job here.
I sure have. And it's all good. It's good.
It is. I'm all for it, and I'm sure you are inspiring a lot of people. Out of curiosity, have you created? I mean, you call yourself the Love Architect. You have this assessment that we can talk about here in a moment. Yeah. We're getting close to the next break, but have you? You're so inspiring. Have you created a way to teach other people your techniques, or is it Kaylin doing the world?
Well, I want to. I've been trying. I don't know if people are afraid of it. I have definitely put my my shutter out and let other matchmakers mm-hmm. and experts in the industry know that I'd love to train them and teach them what I know and what I do that works and makes it pretty darn good and easy. And they don't seem real interested, unfortunately. I think that there's also a lot of ego in my industry
yes.
and a lot of competition,
yep.
which we've got to get rid of that crap.
There should be enough for everybody. Right.
Yeah, 100 and some million singles, I think there's enough to go around.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Well, you know, we every once in a while I meet someone like you. Oh, hang on, Kaylin. We'll be back after the break.
Sounds good.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and I'm talking with love architect Kaylin Rosenberg, and we're having a fascinating conversation here about love, romance, partnership, and really, you know, just really tuning in and finding your place in the world. So, Kaylin, this is awesome because I meet a lot of people in business, but I don't always meet the people in business who are idealistic like you and really have this overarching view of where we need to go and how we need to go there. So I'm grateful that you're out there in the world.
Oh, thank you. We need you.
So that's awesome. So I just wanted to say that. I appreciate that. And also, I'd like to talk for a few minutes about the concept of soulmate and what you think about that. So people call me up and or they'll call a radio show or whatever, and they go like, I want to meet my soulmate. Or actually, some people, they quit calling after a while because I'm like, what is wrong here? It's like, I want to know if this person is my soulmate, because if he's not, then I'm just going to move on to somebody else. And I'm like, well, okay, first of all, why would you put that kind of power in a stranger's hands? Uh-huh. Why would you want me to tell you if this is your soulmate? Because you know I'm not going to do that. Because that's like crazy stuff, number one. But number two is I always say to them, okay, so what does a soulmate, what does that word mean to you and how do you define it? Because you need to be really careful about the soulmate thing. Are you looking for a human man or a human woman? Because when I personally, Robin, say soulmate, I'm talking about my animal families. We've been around many, many lifetimes together, and that's where I am in my life. So I tell people, if you say you're just looking for your soulmate and you put it out there and a dog shows up and you don't recognize them as your soulmate and you're still out there looking for Mr. or Ms. Wright, like, okay, that's not going to work. Yeah. So, but it's true, you know, recently I've started going to a local meetup here for, you know, people in our neighborhood and getting to meet a lot of fun people. And one meetup, this man looked at me and he came around the corner. He went out of his way to come over and start talking to me. And a few minutes into the conversation, I realized, oh, my God, he's thinking about dating. And I'm like hyperventilating because that's the last thing on my mind. So I am like a bad subject for a human love match. It's not going to happen again. But what do you talk about when people are talking about soulmates? How do you look at that with your clients?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think it's kind of a fascinating thing. So I was along with, you know, I kind of went along the whole soulmate thing with everyone else. It's used in all the marketing and advertising,
right,
and all the books, and everyone wants their soulmate. Oh, it's so romantic and it's magical and it's this.
Yeah, but what does that mean really?
Well, right. And the thing is, what I found is it means a heck of a lot. The reason that we crave our soulmate, it's our soul that wants our soulmate.
Exactly.
What we really want is our life mate. It's why we say, okay, well, I want to meet my soulmate and then I want to live with them for the rest of my life, right? I want my life partner that is my soulmate. Well, here's what's going on. So when your soul is looking for its soulmate, I believe it's looking for its teacher. Which it can be an animal, right, actually, to teach us how to love, love ourselves, love others, love better. It can wake us up. But a soul, so a soulmate is the teacher. The soulmate experience is the most vibrant and juicy. It's the most destructive. It's the most energizing. It's the most toxic. It encompasses every bit of energy in that experience with that partner that gives you the feeling of being alive, in love, in hate, in pain, in depth. But it's all there based upon where your soul is and the intensity of the learning and the growth that needs to happen. And the goal is that, though, we evolve together as souls and soulmates, and we eventually turn into and become a life mate for one another, where there is more peace and more calm and more connection in our growing, because we never stop, hopefully. We never stop growing and learning until we're no longer here on different levels.
Well, I'd like to take a vacation from that now and then.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. But you know, that's what's happening is that our soul is craving a soulmate because it still has it just feels that urge. It's like a hunger. It needs to feel, to be fed, to learn, to experience, to teach. And then we get to that phase of life mate where we can connect with one another and we can really have that peace and that knowing. And then there's the far opposite. There's the ego mate. And so, you know, you had mentioned a little bit earlier that I have this real reveal assessment.
Right. Let's, yeah.
That I have. Yeah. That's really where I really kind of for myself, you know, for me and my teaching and my walk figured this out. There may be others that don't agree with anything that I'm saying or it doesn't resonate with them. And
well, that's their problem, right?
Yeah, I totally know, and I respect that. But I really had the fun and the honor of working with Dr. Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt, and we were working on, you know, this interview and assessment that I've done with thousands of singles and married couples over the last 26 years. And I realized that based upon how each person answered the questions that I had asked, it put them in a different category of relationship readiness and ability to give and receive love, and it would show instantly the different levels of toxicity and lack of boundaries or just how we sabotage love, all of us on different levels. And I started to realize that really there is an ego mate, a soul mate in transit one and in transit two of healing and growing, and then ultimately a life mate. And so this test that I then created, this amazing algorithm behind it, teaches every person who is single and onboarding on my new dating app, it teaches them and shows them the truth of their psyche, soul, a heart, and being with regard to love and readiness for love. And then it also teaches you what kind of mate you are and what kind of mate you attract and why and what kind of mate you really need. And then it actually finds it for you. So that's...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
How complicated is that? Is this like a...
It's fun.
A test that people take? Obviously, yeah. I'm not going to be taking it because my soulmates are right here in the house. But I'm hardcore, Kaylin. But other people...
I love hardcore. Yeah, it's good. I love hardcore. It's 86 questions, and it's pretty hard to fool, which is really great because the only ones that really try to fool it are the ego mates anyway, and it's easy to see that one show up.
Well, and why are they doing it in the first place, right?
Because they're in pain. They're in pain, and they just want to feel. They want to feel, or they want to feel
right,
love.
Right, but if they're not going to answer truthfully, what are they going to do but waste their time?
But they don't know that.
I guess that's true.
Yeah, those are the narcissists and the sociopaths and psychopaths, and yeah. So, and there
had a few of those in my time.
Oh, sure, right? Oh, yeah, me too. So I'm really here to really love on people, to teach love, to continue to learn about love myself, to learn to love myself more and more and more and more in a really precious, self-respectful way. I'm here to just help people get what they deserve and want and need so we can just be really a much kinder society to one another.
And really do what we came here to do on the planet.
Amen.
Which, you know, we're learning to grow our souls, but we're also making a contribution. So just out of curiosity, do you ever look into, like, and I'm saying this as a person who's not just a medium, but through regression, soul regression, hypnotherapy, and just, you know, intuitive insight, looking at, well, like my own animals are, we're all reincarnated together time after time. So the concept of soul groups, meeting soul group members in new bodies and new situations and so on. So do your clients ever get into that, I've clicked into a memory of a past life together? Does that ever come up? I'm just curious. I mean, it's not relevant to the day-to-day stuff. It's just a curiosity of mine.
Yeah. Most of them don't come to me with that on their mind. Most clients that come to me don't know that I am, you know, I also am an intuitive and channel and I do all of that. And it's, you know, it's something I've done since I was little, didn't know what it was afraid of it, pushed it away.
Me too,
tried to get rid of it, right? Just now in the last probably few years started to really honor it and really have gratitude for it and just really treat it very, very specially.
Well, I would think that would be something that would come up later during the course of intensive work with you, but just curiosity.
Well, it comes up right away. Yeah, it
does
comes
it?
Up right away.
And, huh.
Yeah, pretty immediate. And what I do is I'm there to really honor and respect the delicacy and the how special the boundaries are of each and every one of my clients. And so I sort of pose the opportunity to them very, very respectfully and let them sort of decide whether or not they want to go there with me. And
explore
9 out of 10
that.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of healing can happen because of it. It's really beautiful. Yeah.
It can be, although there's one part of me that goes like, oh, it's kind of creepy to think that your husband or your wife today was your son or daughter in a previous lifetime. But that's me getting hung up in my own stuff. All right. So
yeah.
I have a question for you. It's actually your question, but I kind of like to end this show by just getting your thoughts on what the heck you meant by this statement. Singles are unknowingly repelling each other all over the place. It sounds like Robin.
No, I feel so – well, yeah, we – again, unknowingly – repelling is a strong word, but it's true. We – our energy – right? Our energy, we're so sensitive. I love what you said at the beginning of your show. We're all intuitive beings. We're all psychic in different ways.
We're all intuitives
feel each other's
and healers.
Energy. Yeah, but we feel each other's energy. And so if our energy isn't right within ourselves, if we're afraid of what we're feeling or who we are, or we're, you know, walking around with anger and resentment or holding on to a lot of fear or just really stuffed up or clogged up, we're projecting that knowingly and unknowingly. I don't care how pretty or handsome or how well dressed or whatever we're trying to do superficially, our energy is screaming the truth of who we are in an unheard voice to one another wherever we go. And that's what's happening. And so that's why it's really, really important to get into that mindset of just gentle peace and connection and love
right.
and truth within ourselves, and then it will shift. And the next thing you know, I'm not kidding, I've had so many clients come to me to say, oh, I need your help finding somebody, and then I'll do some work with them, and then the next thing I talk to them, they're like, oh my gosh, I just found the most amazing person, we're completely in love. They didn't even
know
me, which was so
I'm not going to come to you then, because I don't want one, but that's me. What can I say? But that is so awesome. You are an inspiration, my friend. So give people one quick piece of advice and then tell us how they can find you.
Yeah, I think, so they can find me by going to thelovearchitects.com. And I have a book, Real Love Right Now, that goes pretty deep. It's really about, you know, I wrote it before I had the whole realization about life mates and ego mates. So it's, you know, to help you find your soulmate, but it doesn't so much more. A lot of married couples use the book. But it really dives into teaching you how to find and love and honor yourself. But, you know, the whole thing, honestly, I always say, go be love. I'm not kidding. No matter how pissed off, angry, frustrated, resentful, just go. Just think about it. Picture it. Just what would that energy of love look like if you could just shove it out and push it out and just put it out no matter what. Wherever you go, a wave of love in front of you, wherever you are. And I'm not kidding. All of a sudden, you might roll your eyes and go, yeah, whatever. I've heard this crap.
No, it totally works.
Right?
I've used that to just diffuse tension on the street.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
Out with my dog. Okay, somebody's like,
it's beautiful.
Oh, hey. It is. Kaylin Rosenberg's my guest today. Kaylin, I want to thank you for a very enlightening and really inspiring hour, and you're welcome to come back again and chat with us. Everyone, it's Kaylin Rosenberg, lovearchitect.com, and you can find her book, Real Love, right now, and I think we should all be reading it. So, Kaylin, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. Really a pleasure. Really neat.
Awesome. You take care.
Okay.
So coming up on the show next week, New Year, New Thoughts, New Year, New You, sorry. We're talking about 2019 energies, how we're moving forward as the world becomes more chaotic. So how are we going to jumpstart the year based on old issues, new ways? And oh my gosh, a lot of stuff next week. January 28th, we're going to be talking about working with the soul of your business. This can apply to personal and business issues, but I want to really focus on the soul of your business, because everything is alive out there and our business is alive as well. And so we'll be telling stories about how we can connect with our soul of our business, why we want to do that. So for today, I would like to thank you for joining us. You can find me at robynfritz.com. That's RobynFritz.com. I offer personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, a process I call soul progression clearing, which helps clear out blockages and fill you up with healthy energy, always energy healing, but also spiritual journeys, spiritual awakenings, meeting your spiritual team, all to help you be your best self. The world needs you, every single one of you out there. So take care of yourself. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week. Take care.